Welcome to the Thrive in China podcast with me, Christina Kohler-Coluccia from Woodburn Accountants and Advisors. Our daily episodes on solving your China and Hong Kong business pain points are there to help leaders, managers, and entrepreneurs with the daily struggles they may be facing while setting up and operating in China and/or Hong Kong. We look at corporate administrative battles, such as tax planning, incorporation, accounting, human resource, and labor, as well as cultural and language nuances that may make a daily business life hard. Our goal is to leave you with solutions at your fingertips. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome back to another episode. Strategically deciding on a location in China involves thorough analysis and consideration of a number of different factors. Begin by conducting a comprehensive analysis of the Chinese market, identifying your target customer demographics, demand trends, competitive landscape, potential growth opportunities. You've got to consider factors such as consumer preferences, purchasing power, and regional market dynamics. Evaluate also the suitability of different regions in China based on the specific industry or sector in which your company operates in. Certain regions may have clusters of companies, specialized infrastructure, or government support programs that are beneficial for specific industries. Analyze your supply chain requirements and assess the proximity of potential locations to suppliers, raw materials, and distribution networks. Consider factors such as transportation infrastructure, logistics capabilities, access to ports and airports. Evaluate the availability, the quality, and cost of labor in different regions of China. Consider factors such as workforce skills, education levels, language proficiency, and salary rates. Assess the local labor market's ability to meet your company's need for skilled and unskilled workers. Consider also the availability and quality of infrastructure in potential locations, including transportation networks, utilities, telecommunications, internet connectivity. Choose a location that offers reliable infrastructure to support your business operations as well as your growth plans. Naturally, you need to assess the regulatory environment in different regions of China, including what the laws are, what are the nuances in those locations, what are the certain government policies that are available in that specific area that may impact your business operations. Are there investment restrictions? Are there tax incentives? Are there environmental regulations? Analyze the regulatory environment. Also evaluate the tax implications of choosing a location in China, including what are the corporate income tax rates. For example, there are specific zones that have lower income tax rates, or if you're in a specific industry or sector, do you have preferential corporate income tax rates? What are the value added tax policies, customs duties, etc.? Consider obviously tax incentives and preferential policies that are offered by different regions to attract foreign investment, but also keep it in the back of your mind that these are not forever incentives and forever policies. There will be a date of termination on those. Conduct then a risk assessment to identify potential risks, challenges associated with operating in different regions of China. What you want to do is mitigate risks through appropriate risk management strategies and contingency plans. Yeah. Also consider the proximity of potential locations to target customers, suppliers that you want to work with, partners that you want to get involved into your ecosystem, as well as any other stakeholders. Choose a convenient location that gives you access to these to this ecosystem that will support your business and will generate efficient interactions. And then last but not least, align the location decision with your company's long-term strategic objectives and growth plans in China. Consider factors such as scalability, flexibility, the potential for future expansion or diversification of business activities. By systematically analyzing these factors and considering their strategic importance to your company, you can make an informed decision on choosing the most suitable location in China for your business operations. It's also advisable to seek input from internal stakeholders, industry experts, local advisors to ensure that your location decision aligns with the overall strategic vision objectives. It's also really good to just bounce these ideas off of people who are on the ground and understand the market. Don't forget also to include in there real estate agents, people that are the location experts who can guide you in the pros and cons of choosing your target location. I hope today's video has helped. Take care.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Now, can Woodburn help you? I am offering a free 30-minute call where we discuss the obstacles you are encountering on your China and/or Hong Kong business journey and how we can help accelerate your success. The link to my diary is in the show notes. I look forward to speaking with you soon.